This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Okay, here we go for another one. It's time. Yes, let's do this. Episode 74 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. What is in this exciting episode, Chelsea Little?
I can never look at spring rolls again after the ultimate betrayal.
Oh, I can't wait for people to hear why you've fallen out with food and your other half. It's unbelievable. I mean, are you more upset? Be honest, more upset about falling out with spring rolls or more upset about falling out with the other half?
Spring rolls, 100%.
Yeah, I thought it would be.
Speaking of food, you've upgraded picnic eggs. I love what you call them.
Mm. Well, this is the kids. It's down to the kids, what they called it when they were little. It's brilliant the way kids have got a great way of describing foodstuffs. It's just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Once you think about it, oh, it makes sense.
So much sense.
And the kids of Kent have been absolutely so creative. So, yeah, that's coming up. If you like food, you'll love it.
Jurassic Park was a lie and the Doors are what gave it away.
Oh, people be like, what? Jurassic Park's not real? No, honestly,
what
trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning if you believe that Jurassic Park's a documentary coming up.
You can't say hi to a T-Rex.
Yeah, you can't wave back at you. And those little arms. Is he waving? I can't tell if he's waving or not. He hasn't got enough circular motion with his little... I bet they can't drive either, T-Rexes, can they?
Oh, no, because their
legs...
The
little steering wheel.
They'd have to be really far away from the steering wheel because of their legs.
Yeah, and then their arms wouldn't reach.
Their arms wouldn't reach. Do you know what they need? My ticket tongs. You know how I use the...
Oh, when you reach out to get your...
They'd need that for the steering wheel.
Have we still marketed the KMFM official breakfast ticket tongs yet, have we?
No, we need to sort that
out. Tongs for getting the ticket.
Do it in time for barbecue season.
Okay.
Multi-purpose.
Yeah, yeah, double-ended.
Double-ended.
Double-ended ticket tongs.
Ticket tongs.
Okay, you heard it here first, folks. Don't get in there, by the way. If you're like an inventor or something, going on Dragon's Den, we thought of it.
It's
okay?
Patented.
I want to say we, I mean Chelsea.
Sheppy's got itself a sheriff known as the Dude.
He is quite impressive. And his Wild West town that he's created is quite impressive.
I love it. It's the saloon doors for me.
I think as discussed, I think he's going to be ahead of the curve. I think it's just going to be one of many Wild West towns.
And I've got my eyes on Gorka's pants.
Oh... It's all coming up for you.
On episode 74, entitled Strictly Pants and a Sheppy Sheriff.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
And embarrassing things always happen to me.
Mm.
And I caught up with a friend on the weekend who loves to remind me of this story, which I actually completely forgot about. I don't think I'm the only one that struggles with this. When my stomach rumbles, it's quite attention-seeking. It's very loud. And she likes to remind me that we went to a wedding about a year and a half ago. And the wedding didn't accommodate for people that need to eat regularly. It was 4 p.m. and I'd still not eaten.
Damn.
And you see how much I snack.
I like the way, and I'd still not eaten. The way, like, it's nothing to do with the, like, planning of the day, but I'd not eaten.
And I didn't put, like, backup plans in place to prepare myself for this. So we're at the speeches waiting for the food and the dad starts giving this beautiful, it's really emotional. And I was really connected, actually. There was like a little bit of a tear in my eyes as he was talking, which is exactly the time my stomach decided to release what I can only describe as a small troll screaming for food, carbohydrates, anything it could get its hand on. Every eye in that room turned to my direction. I just looked behind me and I was like, yeah, what was that?
Oh.
Awful. Mortified. And everyone's talking about rumbling bellies now. Angela Thanet's got in touch and said her and her friend went to a massage and they only had couples rooms available.
Oh.
She said my stomach grumbled the entire time. I don't think my friend was very relaxed.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't need that when you're trying to be all zen.
See, why have you got the giggles?
Because... People have been getting in touch because earlier on you were talking about your belly rumbling. You've got a mouthful of food at this moment. You're
snacking. Look, I swallowed real quick.
Yeah, well done.
I'm skilled at this.
Yeah, okay.
I am a queen of snacking. Yeah. Anyway.
What was it anyway?
It's a little coconut thing. I don't know. They were on the side in a gold wrapper and it looked like chocolate.
No,
it wasn't
thanks.
Covered in
thanks
chocolate.
Thanks for sharing, kind.
But you can go and grab yourself one.
Yeah, no,
I was in a rush.
I guess I'm going to have to.
Full.
Yeah, anyway.
Coffee in one hand, snacky in another.
Right, it does kind of prove the point that if you don't continually eat...
My belly releases a troll
that
releases a very angry noise.
Yes. that gets all the attention when the father of the groom or father of the bride or someone's making a speech at the wedding. That's what he told us earlier on. But you're not alone.
No, Stacey and Maidstone got in touch. I mean, I hope she's okay because she's currently sat in A&E. So I hope you're all right, Stacey. But she said, my belly is rumbling like no tomorrow. She said, I'm going to blame my child if anyone asks.
Okay, but I would think in A&E, it might be the least of anyone's problems. Also, you know what I'll do? I'm in A&E. What I'll do, I'll listen in and I'll also Facebook.
I love
the
it.
The local radio station. That's
I
commitment.
I love the commitment.
That
we
is
love
commitment.
It
she's on a gurney, but she's still taking... What have the rest of you done for us, huh? Ask yourself that. Do you even care? Yeah? Hmm?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So Holly Willoughby, she took over when... Ant or Dec, can't remember which one. Couldn't do I'm a Celebrity for a season. Yeah. Do you remember? And she was really good and everyone said, oh, she's really good. So she's got herself this new gig in a different jungle on a different show. It's the Netflix show, which is called Bear Hunt, which is all
it's
about
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls,
it?
Yeah. So it's like I'm a Celeb-ish, I kind of guess. They're doing stuff and if they get voted out, they have to try and escape from Bear Grylls in the jungle, which is just a hilarious thought. Imagine Bear Grylls tracking down Christopher Biggins. Can you imagine hunting him? Hunting him like a wild dog.
A wild dog.
Hilarious.
To be fair, though, I think there's worse people to be hunted by. Can you actually choose who hunts you? That's what I'd prefer.
No, it's just
Jason
Bear Grylls.
Jason Momoa can hunt me any day.
No, he's not hunting you. You can't request the hunters.
Momoa.
I'm sorry. But you can have your pick of celebs going in there. Apparently, Scary Spice, Mel B, has signed a six-figure deal to appear on the show and is already heading to Costa Rica, where they're filming it. So she's going to be in trouble. You know, well, actually, it's either a good thing or a bad thing. You know she always wears leopard print.
She could blend into her surroundings.
So she's going to blend in. That could be a good thing. On the other hand, if someone thinks she's a real leopard, she might end up chasing Bear Grylls.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Chelsea, what's your issue this morning?
I've woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, I'm so
absolutely livid. Because my boyfriend made me sit on my own and eat spring rolls. He wouldn't eat them with me. He sent me over to the other side of the room to eat spring rolls on my own when he went and sat with someone else.
But hang on, you like spring rolls.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be quite happy not to share them with him?
Well, I would in real life, but this was in my dream and I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like being sidelined with the spring rolls.
I was sidelined.
And who was he talking to?
I don't know. It was some random stranger. I can't remember who it was. I don't even recognise their face.
Was it a hot stranger, though? Did you know that much in your dream?
I got
that
the vibe.
Might have a bearing, yeah.
I got the vibe that she was hot. I just remember casting daggers, like it was proper side eye.
Right,
and I was
okay.
Sat there aggressively dipping into my sweet chilli sauce. Which is a very me thing to do, actually. So it is quite believable.
Wow.
I was livid. I didn't even talk to him this morning before I left the house. How dare you? Rachel in Ashford got in touch and said, yeah, but babe, this is the perfect way to set up your day nicely for them tiptoeing around you.
For them tiptoeing around you.
I love this. The power I have today. Rachel, you've turned my whole day around.
Even when you're asleep, women, you're being so devious. It's unbelievable.
Denise in Faversham got in touch and said, I dreamt I was on a street corner and my husband drove past in a convertible with his arm around a busty blonde. She said, I woke up and whacked him in the arm.
Busty blonde. Goodness sake, it's not the 70s.
Such a good image, though. And morning to Jess in Paddock Wood. This is brilliant. Her dream, she dreamt last night actually, that she dreamt that her ex wouldn't let her hide under the table with him from the fire-breathing dragon. She said, there are many, many things that I'm annoyed about, but this was by far the worst ever.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
A shock discovery about dinosaurs.
Oh, no. Come on. What?
Turns out Jurassic Park is not as accurate as we thought it was.
Oh, no. I thought it was absolutely accurate. I thought it was a documentary.
You know in the film?
Yeah.
Where the velociraptors figure out how to open a door?
Yeah.
Turns out they won't be able to do that. They're
Why
not smart
not?
Enough.
No,
they can't figure
it
out.
All they got to do is push a handle down. Look, you got a door with a handle on it. They might just knock it with their little clawy arm anyway. They might just knock it. There's a chance they could get in. You need to lock it.
It said their intelligence level is not the same level as monkeys. They are basically a standing crocodile.
Have you seen crocodiles and the things they do to things?
But have you seen a crocodile open a door?
Yeah, but they're flat on the floor. They can't reach up to the handle, can they? It's hardly... You're just being silly now.
Point proven.
Yeah. They come for a dog flap, though. I bet you any money.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Big up Stephen Smart, a.k.a. The Dude. He calls himself The Dude. He spent the last 25 years transforming the front and back gardens of his Sheppey home into a Wild West town. Now, we talked about The Dude a little while ago, but he's made the national press today.
They're officially
so
made it.
Impressed with his Wild West town. It does look really great. It's got like a jailhouse. It's got a Wild West bank, a saloon, a haberdashery, just in case you need some clothes made, and an undertaker's as well.
Well, that looks a bit creepy, isn't
it? Yeah, it is a bit. But it does look the business. And Stephen says, I just had a fascination for the Wild West. It started with country music, then looking up the time period, then I started going to a few themed parties. I wanted somewhere to go, basically, so I built the town. He calls it his little paradise. And I'm just thinking, though, what he says there, I started with country music. Beyonce, she's all about country. Everyone's going country right now.
So you never know. Beyonce's next concert could be in Sheppey.
Well, I wasn't going to say
that, dude.
But now you say it, it's almost certain.
I think it makes sense.
That's going to be the next venue.
We've put it out into the universe now.
Yeah.
Beyonce's got her eyes on it. She saw that haberdashery.
Yeah, she's going to go
in
there for an outfit.
Yeah.
Then she's going to go to the bank, get the money out, and she's going to dish that out to the crowd. And then, as she comes on stage, she's going to pop up out of one of the coffins in The Undertakers. Yep, okay,
surprise!
Got that sorted. Tick all those boxes, we've done it.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
So if you're a Strictly fan, this is great. Katya from the show has been talking about how they reuse a lot of the outfits. Because, you know, they put that work in, they're there one time. And then that's it, you never see them on screen again. Except, sometimes you do, because they rejig bits, use a bit of material from there and put it in here. She said no one would ever know that our Remembrance Day outfits were once a Halloween frock or a beautiful ballroom gown. Suddenly turns into a salsa dress in a matter of hours.
Love it.
Then lots of the costumes go off on the tours, and they even go off around the world, because, you know, there's lots of other versions of Strictly.
Yeah.
So they might wear those same outfits as well. And she says that one of the highlights of the year is the Strictly wardrobe sale, which happens at the end of the season, where things they're not sending off around the world and whatever else with are sold off to the crew. So can you imagine some big hairy sound guy, he suddenly bought a pair of golden tassely pants?
If Dave wants some sparkly tassels to wear at his own whim, let Dave
leave his whim out of this. It says you find the trousers and t-shirts maybe with a Nikita or a Giovanni label in them, as well as shirts that still have the underwear attached.
To be fair, if you offered me a pair of Gorka's pants, I wouldn't say no.
And at that, the link was done.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We were talking about food, surprise, surprise.
Mm.
And you said something that shocked me a little bit.
Right.
You called picnic eggs.
Oh, yeah, the picnic eggs. Yeah,
something
I love them.
A bit unusual.
Well, no, it's just what we call them. We have the vegetarian ones. They come in a little packet. You peel off the lid and...
Yeah.
They're a good snack any time. Those delicious dinner balls.
I've never heard them be called this before, but I thought you can't be the only person that has unusual names for things.
Dinner balls, perfectly acceptable. Don't know what your problem is.
And of course you're not. Mickey and Tunbridge got in touch.
Oh, yeah.
In their house, they call onions crying apples.
No, they don't. Oh, come on. As if, what a faff that is. Do you
it
want crying apples in your hot dog? No.
Oh, we all know it is, though. I proper weep around onions. Jim in Canterbury, Bubble and Squeak in Jim's house is known as Monstrosity, after our youngest son once referred to it as that when he was hangry.
What is this monstrosity? And that's what it's become. It is quite, it's not the most beautiful thing.
Oh, but it tastes good.
It is so good.
Kelly in Chatham got in touch and said, my youngest got upset as he didn't have any cabbage meatballs on his roast dinner. He means sprouts.
I want
cabbage meatballs.
There's a rebranding that will really sell a lot of sprouts at Christmas time. Cabbage meatballs.
It's so clever.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done.
Georgina in Dimchurch. I don't know how I feel about this one, but I'm going to support it anyway. Gammon is zombie flesh because my teen boys are really into Minecraft. They saw it on the table at Nanny's house and went, Nanny, why have you got zombie flesh? And it stuck for about 6 years.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, you'd never look at it the same, would you?
Where are you off to, lads? Oh, we're going to Nanny's for zombie flesh.
It's the word flesh. It's the word flesh.
Well,
awful.
The word zombie when you're describing dinner is probably not great. It's a combination of both, let's say.
Debbie in Ashford, I love this, had to rename sausage rolls to tubular meat pastries.
No, they didn't.
Because otherwise the dog would want them. Whereas when they said tubular meat pastries, the dog would be like, what? No thanks.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Fred in Ashford, broccoli in his house is called broccolali.
Broccolali.
Because that's what his youngest son says because he couldn't pronounce it properly when he was younger.
Oh, broccolali is beautiful.
Broccolali. Michelle in West Morning, her son calls French bread sword bread because he likes to hit us with it.
Yeah, yeah. If you can resist using a baguette as an impromptu fun whacker, then you've got the power. You should be
the
in charge of everything.
Wow.
Incredible.
It's just an urge, isn't it?
It is.
Rochelle in Gravesend, this is adorable. Her daughter calls baby bells jingle bells and says, can I have jingle bell cheese, mummy?
That's actually too cute. Especially if she's 23.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
And very exciting rumours are going round at the moment about Tom Holland and Zendaya that they're planning a marriage.
Their own, I imagine.
Their own.
Talking about. Yes, right.
They've got a
second job as wedding planners. Lovely.
I love.
They make a good couple.
But the big question everyone's saying is, will Zendaya become Zendaya Holland or will Tom Holland just become Tom?
Oh, that is good. I like that.
And I really want it to be that Tom Holland just becomes Tom.
Oh, that is good. I've taken my wife's name. She ain't got one. That is excellent.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker Snack.
It's time for a brand new Cracker Snack, everyone. We are starting anew. We are starting afresh. Here goes a brand new snack. Chelsea, please, Cracker Snack.
Happily. Listen closely. Here's the crack. Oh, that was so good, wasn't it?
That's like your arm going.
And here is the snack.
That is robust.
It really is quite chewy today, I'm not going to lie to you.
That is substantial. Okay, ladies and gentlemen of Kent, Cracker Snack is back. It's a brand new snack. What do you think that is? Kelly and Tilly are in Tenterden. And I think Tilly thinks she knows what it is. What do you reckon?
Celery.
Do you like celery, Tilly? Is it one of your favourites?
No.
It's
a bit too healthy, isn't it, celery?
Yeah. What's your favourite snack, Tilly?
Carrots.
Oh, that's a good one. Do you just eat them as they are or do you dip them in anything?
I just eat them as they are.
Celery, not a favourite of my snacks. And the thing is, with Chelsea, I'm wondering whether she would choose a snack that healthy that she might have to eat week after week after week. But who knows? It was certainly a very good sound-alike, if not. Chelsea is the only person who knows, though. Chelsea?
You're incorrect.
Oh, no.
Celery is just too stringy. It is so stringy. It gets right in there in your teeth, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like natural floss.
It is natural floss. That's how they're remarketing it.
Great guess, though,
guys. It was a lovely guess. Where are you off to?
Thank you.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm going to school.
Oh, what one's that, Tilly?
Highworth, Grandma.
Have you heard about that school, Tilly?
Yes.
What?
It's the best one.
You are, Tilly,
you are the best one.
Well, have a lovely day. Have another think about our snack. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Tilly. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Our new feature, feathered feature. First of all, showbiz celebrity hawks have been hired by Tom Cruise. You might have seen pictures of him running through London. Everyone's seen that picture on their socials, but with the blood, blood on his shirt as he's running, filming Mission Impossible
8. I was going to say, it has to be another Mission Impossible.
It certainly does. It wasn't just that he got messy with a late night kebab after a quick party in London. No, it was for the movie. Problem is with London, trying to film a movie, pigeons everywhere. So Tom Cruise hired a bunch of hawks to scare off the pigeons. And, and then the whole shooting went without a hitch. He managed to clear Trafalgar Square. Can you imagine that? Going to, hello, London. Yeah, I need the pigeons gone. I'm Tom Cruise. Okay.
Okay, we'll make it happen.
We'll get rid of those. Meanwhile, over in Wales, here's some advice for any of you living on the coast, working on the coast, spending time on the coast. That's where the seagulls really come into their own. Yeah, they can make it inland a bit, but at the seaside, that's when they're really taking over. Well, from Wales, they've got the bin men to fix skirts. That's what they're calling them, onto the bins there to keep the seagulls away. So what's happening? The seagulls are bombing down. They're going into the bins.
Yeah.
Right? So what they've had to do, you know those bins, they've got like a top on them and then there's like a cutout in the side where you put the rubbish in.
Yeah.
Into the sort of side and in it goes. They've put little skirts on there. Some like material hanging down over that. So if you want to throw something away, you just have to lift the little skirt up. Oh, cheeky. And put your rubbish in.
I love the idea of bins having skirts.
So now the bins are looking stylish and the seagulls can't dive bomb them anymore. So there we are. An idea from our friends in Wales for the coastline of Kent. You are so welcome.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.